Storytelling Time is on the air. Would you like to hear some good news for a change? Join Dr. William Porter as he tells stories about extraordinary experiences that people sometimes have in their lives. Dr. Porter will be here in a moment.
Good morning. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's get started with a prayer today. Lord God, thank you for this day, a day we've never seen before and one we will never see again. Help us to take advantage of opportunities that might cross our path, and help us to give you the praise and the glory for any accomplishments that we might have. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of inspiration for today is the following quotation. Ask anyone who is successful in business and in life what the one thing they mostly attribute their success to, and 9 out of 10 times they'll tell you a story of how they simply refused to give up. This quote is by Jonathan Mills. Now let's talk about the story for this week. After Maggie's return to MCCU from her summer vacation in Atlantic City, she and Fred met for the first time in 3 months. They told of their experiences during the summer. Maggie in Atlantic City on the beach, and Fred in Chicago with his basketball camp. Shortly after they came together again, Fred mentioned something to Maggie that would change their lives. He told her that he was graduating early and that he had accepted a position in Hawaii. Hawaii? Hawaii? Maggie cried. Yes, Fred was on his way to the islands out in the Pacific, which meant that, again, they would be apart from each other, this time for an even longer period. Fred would be off to Hawaii by the first week in December. We'll be back after a short break. Welcome back. Over the next several weeks, Fred said his farewells to various family members and friends, but most of all, to Maggie. By early December, Fred had left for Hawaii. As Fred arrived at the airport on the day of his departure, he was all smiles. Once snugly in his seat, Fred knew he was finally headed toward what many have called the closest thing to heaven on this earth. He laid back and began to relax in what was to be a long but turbulent free flight to his destination. Fred sat next to the window. This was always his choice when flying. He loved to see the plane racing down the runway when taking off and its ascension, where everything below seemed to get smaller and smaller as the plane rose through the clouds. Soon the jet would be above the clouds at a cruising altitude, and at that point he would lower the window curtains to keep the sunlight out. He would have gone right to sleep, but he stayed awake long enough to get the morning breakfast that was being served about an hour into the flight. After eating, he slept for an hour or so. It was so calm and peaceful with the plane now above the clouds. He then felt a pull on his arm and looked over toward the seat beside him, and lo and behold, it was Maggie. She said to him, "Do you want some water?" "Sure, Meg," he would answer to her. "But let me get a few more minutes of sleep," he said back to her. At that point, it was the most blissful sleep he had ever had. After a few minutes, he awoke and saw the fellow that was sitting beside him and quickly realized that he had the most pleasant dream, if only a brief one, a dream where he experienced Maggie traveling with him. He really did miss her a lot, and he hadn't even gotten to Hawaii yet. It was disappointing to see that fellow sitting next to him, knowing that he would be separated from the one person he really cared a lot about, and that was Maggie. With Maggie still lingering on his mind, he then started to read a magazine that he had purchased from the newsstand back at the airport. The plane eventually descended low enough for passengers to clearly see buildings, roads with vehicles moving about, and other things that could be noticed on the Earth's landscape. These were satisfying sights after such a long flight. He was in Hawaii. After a rather smooth landing, they taxied toward the gate, and Fred said his goodbyes to Sam. That was the man's name. Being a resident of the islands, Sam gave Fred a lot of information on the various entertainment venues there. They wished each other well and parted company. Fred really appreciated the advice Sam gave him. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Fred got his luggage from the baggage claim area and was able to get a shuttle that took him directly to the Village Hotel. It was there where his company had arranged for him to stay for about a month until he found a permanent residence. Fred was met with a light rain, defying the popular image of Hawaii as being a sunny place where beach lovers can enjoy the clear, cloudless skies of the islands. The hotel reception desk, which was several feet long, was situated just beyond two towers where guests of the hotel stayed. There were small trees and an assortment of plants all around, with a man-made stream flowing to the side of the main entrance. Ducks could be seen swimming there. Birds tweeting in the trees gave the place the sound and appearance of a tropical forest. There were several large, well-cushioned chairs with tables placed in a way that made it convenient for hotel guests and other tourists. It was so tempting to lounge around and enjoy the ambiance of the tropical setting that the hotel property provided. To cap it off, there was a clear view of the white sands of Waikiki Beach and the rolling white ocean waves of the Pacific with its dark blue waters beyond. Fred made reservations for the two-hour trip to the northern part of the main island to attend a luau that his acquaintance on the plane had strongly recommended. It was scheduled to take place later that evening. After returning to his room and having freshened up a bit, he ventured downstairs to prepare for his excursion. He went to the side entrance and stood in a long line for about an hour to get his ticket for this trip to the luau. While waiting to purchase his ticket, he noticed an attractive young lady just in front of him. To avoid the boredom of waiting, Fred started a conversation with her. "Excuse me, miss, this wait is going to be a long one, don't you think?" "Yes," the lady replied. "I'll be glad when I get my ticket," she continued to say. "And what is your name?" Fred asked. Then he quickly followed that up with the reason for asking, so that he would not appear to be too aggressive towards her. "This is my first time on the islands, and I'm trying to learn my way around," he said to her. So mesmerized with her beauty, Fred forgot the fact that he was here about a year earlier with the basketball team. The lady continued talking to Fred and then said to him, "My name is Courtney, and, you know, it's amazing how many people who live on the islands do not take advantage of the luau. It's one of the more exciting cultural events in the world that's available to them." Not knowing how to respond to that, Fred nodded and simply said, "That's kind of interesting." We'll be right back after a break. Welcome back. Courtney eventually told Fred of her Malaysian heritage and that she was a resident of the islands. "I would love to show you around sometimes," she said to him. "That would be great," Fred replied. Already, Fred got very comfortable with her. It was tempting not to keep Maggie on his mind at this point. As they continued to converse, Fred shared information about his education, family background, and the reason he was on the islands. Eventually, they got their tickets and ended up sitting next to each other on the bus en route to the famed luau. They continued to carry on a casual conversation during the two-hour trip. Fred saw this as an opportunity to find out a lot more about the place, a place he would call home for the next 2 years. And Courtney certainly gave him a lot of information while en route to the luau. In the back of his mind, however, was Maggie as he thought about how much she would probably enjoy this tropical paradise. They all finally reached their destination, and Fred was eager for an enjoyable evening. As they arrived on the property where the events for the evening would take place, Fred and Courtney parted ways, but she said she'd be happy to assist him in any way to become more acquainted with the islands. She said she'd look forward to seeing him again. They then exchanged business cards and went their separate ways. Fred continued to wonder whether his meeting with Courtney was a chance encounter or divinely orchestrated. He thought to himself that he surely could benefit from her company to relieve the loneliness created by the absence of Maggie in his life at that time. After a while, it was time to board the bus for the return trip to the village hotel. Unlike the journey to the luau, the trip back was more eventful because of the weather. The dimness inside the bus helped intensify the glow of lighting from properties along the route. But soon all was dark as they traveled through a forested area only a mile or so away from where the events took place. As the bus continued its journey toward the village hotel where its passengers were staying, Fred, being extremely fatigued at this point, decided to simply lie back and take a snooze. It began to drizzle, and shortly after that, the rain came down even harder, so hard that it woke Fred up, and he saw that it was raining harder than he had ever seen it rain before. On top of that, the thunder was unlike anything Fred had ever heard. What made matters worse was that the seat near the front of the bus had a clear view of the splashing water on a huge windshield. The driver, Fred thought, had a major challenge in maneuvering the vehicle in the horrendous downpour that was occurring. Fred said to himself, "I sure hope this bus has been well serviced and won't have any mechanical problems before we get back to the hotel." The bus continued on in these conditions for another hour, but what seemed to be a much longer period of time. As it left the forested area, later that night, Fred had returned to the hotel. Before going to his room, he sat in the hotel lobby and took time to appreciate the different people who were lounging in the area. Most of them sitting at the bar, indulged in their drink and in conversation. He felt a need to talk to someone and just share his thoughts about his experience in this tropical paradise over the weekend. He considered returning to his room to call Maggie, realizing that it would be early in the morning back in Chicago because of the time difference. He decided not to disturb her at that hour. As he was finishing his drink, Fred heard the phone in the bar ring and immediately thought of Maggie. He thought, "It's probably Maggie, and she's probably alone tonight." The bartender took the call, and the next thing Fred knew, his name was being called for him to take the phone. When he went over to pick it up, he expected to hear Maggie's voice on the other end. But it was not her voice. It was Courtney. Let's take a short break, and I'll be back to finish things up. Welcome back. Our special story scripture today comes from Psalm chapter 37, verse 4. This scripture states that, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Were Fred's desires being met? Were they being met by Courtney? After all, he felt he needed the comfort of someone since Maggie was not there with him. We'll leave that question for you to answer. Our virtual song of the week is coming up, and we'll see the next time. And remember these words. There's always more, good things coming your way.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victories that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful, so grateful to praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart. We'll be right back.